And I would like to let you know, just before we get to that that discussion, that we do have our rescheduling for Dr. L. Diane Bennett, our guest, yours and mine, who will be guiding us through ways to go about building our dream team. Now, I was talking about, you know, how we can help build a team that's effective and dynamic. Help build a team that can help move the organization forward. And when the team gets stuck, how to empower that team to get unstuck, start moving forward again, and more. Well, Dr. L. Diane Bennett will be guiding us through that discussion tomorrow, Power Friday. I had some other things that I had planned for tomorrow, but rescheduling that, shifting that, moving it to another day so that we can be joined by Dr. Bennett to tell us how to build our dream team. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Power Friday, right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'll also be letting you know about other reschedulings that we've had to do, but I do want to let you know this. I want you to join me Sunday. Actually, well, as much as you can, but this weekend, I'm going to have part one and part two of The Power of Intimacy. Part two, well, part one of Power of Intimacy will be Saturday. Part two of The Power of Intimacy will be this Sunday. On Sunday's discussion of The Power of Intimacy, I'm going to share just a little bit about ways that our church leaders, our religious leaders, can help families, particularly couples. So I want you to be listening to that. At a later date, I'll go into even more detail about that. That's something that we really need to be focusing on. So we're going to have that. By the way, as many of you know, 1550 AM The Voice is where we broadcast. And I definitely like for you to join us whenever you can. Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. If for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us on 1550, then catch us online by going to speakingwith.com, clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. And then just click on the specific broadcast of your choice. You can go there and hear from previous guests, hear previous solo discussions that we've had, whatever it is. Listen at your convenience, wherever. And so I really want you to know, much appreciation to many of you, again, who just continually support me morally, emotionally, letting me know that you're listening and you're enjoying it. Thank you for the many people who make the program possible. I tell you, it really means a lot when you have people who are saying, hey, we're here for you, we're with you, we're listening. Thank you so much. We will get back to this discussion about where Generation Z, and I guess we might as well say, and the millennials, might be taking us at some point in the near future. We'll continue to think analytically, think critically. As you know, I like it when we put our emotions in the back seat and let our best minds, the best mind that each of us has, allowing the best that can be found in human beings to come out and guide our thinking so that we come to positions and conclusions that are truly beneficial, whether for the family, the local community, the state community, the national community, the global community. Think about what you can do to make it a practice of truly thinking objectively, critically, keeping the worst of our emotions at bay, things like hatred, hostility, malice, letting the best that can be found in humanity, the best that we can find of all that our Creator has put in human beings, letting that come to the surface, letting it rise to the surface and control, guide, direct our thinking. And as a result, to see how by doing that, we can make it a lifestyle of letting some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.